against the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger. The King of glory, the King above all, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Come on, stand and celebrate with us.
Come tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Come tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Oh yeah.
Tonight, and are really, really, really grateful that you are here to celebrate the birth of Jesus with us. We do have a story to go and tell, the fact that our Savior has been born, but the birth of Jesus is actually only part of the story. And for us to be able to tell the story, to tell the why behind being excited about the birth of Jesus, we have to start at the beginning of the story.
Face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
In the beginning, God already was. He has no beginning and will have no end. He was before all things and is greater than all things. To create everything that there is, He simply had to speak. And tonight, as we seek to celebrate the birth of Jesus, we must first recognize who He is. He is the Creator God, who is greater and more glorious than anything we can imagine. So tonight, We're going to do some, we're going to get to some Christmas stuff. But we want to seek to worship God tonight. So let us sing out tonight asking him to reveal himself to us so that we can truly celebrate who he is and what he has done. Amen?
Show us your glory, Lord. man became a living creature. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
For the entire creation process, God spoke, and it was. But with mankind, God used his hands to form us in his image. He used his breath to give us life. The fact that God is God and that he created us is reason enough for us to sing out his praises with all that we are. So we're going to continue tonight worshiping God because he is worthy. Amen.
Give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great. We'll say, great are you, Lord. It's Yes, great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath.
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it is a delight to take to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. And then the eyes of both of them were opened.
By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
No forgiveness of sins.
So tonight, you know, we began worshiping just because of who God is. That He's all powerful, glorious, mighty, and He created us. And He created us with purpose, but He also created us with minds that could choose to love and obey Him or not. And we were, and mostly, if we're honest, we still are unwilling to submit to God's designs, unwilling to be who He created us to be, unwilling to recognize Him as Lord. And so, in our pride, we rebelled against Him. And because of this rebellion, we brought death upon ourselves. God never wanted man to experience death, but He has allowed it as a consequence for our sin. He could have wiped mankind out at any point after the fall, and He would have been justified in doing so. But our God is love. He is patient, kind, merciful, and gracious. He provided a system to give us hope. He made a way for sin to be forgiven, though death and the shedding of blood was required. No matter how good we lived, we still had sin and still had need of forgiveness and rescue.
Sin, simply put, it is the breaking of God's covenant. It's a violation of His holy and divine nature. It is rebellion, selfishness, idolatry. It's that thing you do when no one's looking but your Creator, sin. Sin, simply put, it was inherited. See, some people believe that we received it from Adam's heritage. But the one thing that is apparent is that sin held us captive and broke itself in. Sin. And simply put, through one man's disobedience, I said through one man's disobedience, humanity came to experience the reality of sin and its consequence. Paul said, for the wages of sin is death. Kind of reminds me of what my mom used to say. Now, Junior, that's what she called me. Junior, don't play around with sin. You see, our minds were darkened, our will hardened, our conscience insensitive. It all started up in a Garden of Eden. There was this conniving slandering serpent that deceived Eve. And now we live in a hedonistic, postmodern, secular society that recognizes Adam and Steve as one union. You see, the effects of sin corrupted and infected every fact of our being, including relationships. Example, when Adam and Eve consumed the fruit, Abel was murdered because Cain became angry due to God not accepting his fruit on the altar. Creation was altered. We sacrificed ourselves on the altar of disobedience. Therefore, we were helpless, powerless, incapable of working out any righteousness for ourselves. You know, I feel like a mummy. I feel like a mummy, you know, wrapped in all of these layers, trying to wiggle myself loose in order to break free, but I can't because I'm dead. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death? Sin. Simply put, it is the breaking of God's covenant, a violation of his holy and divine nature. It is rebellion, selfishness, idolatry, pride, slandering, gossiping, etc. It's that thing you do when no one's looking but your Creator. Sin.
And after all that man had done, and our sin and our rebellion, and as merciful as God had already been, he made a promise to man. He promised that he would send a Messiah, a Savior, one that would bring peace on earth, peace between man and God. A Savior that would take on our strife, our suffering, our sin, and our shame so that we might have his righteousness. He promised that he would come as a baby, but one that would change the world.
And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Why don't you stand with us? We sing this old song, "Silent Night."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Virgin Mother and
Sweet names of joy, in faithful chorus praise we then all. nature see, and heaven and nature see.
The birth of our Savior is exciting and something that we should celebrate. He came to bring peace and joy to all who believe in Him. However, in order to do so, He had to face our sin. He had to overcome our shame. He had to take upon Himself the punishment that we deserved.
He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He was borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His wounds we are healed.
Though He was God and He could have stopped it at any time, Jesus allowed Himself to be crucified upon a cross so that we could have hope and forgiveness. But thank God that that's not the end of the story that we're here to talk about. Because on the third day, He was raised to life. Having beaten sin for us, He now conquered the grave for us as well. So that through faith in Him, we might have life. Both life abundantly here and life eternally with Him. So tonight, let us celebrate that our Savior has come, has conquered sin and death, and is risen and alive today.
Sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested and my life began, ash was redeemed, only beauty remains.
my orphan heart was given a name. My morning grew quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, my life began. Know your grace, so free, washes over me. You have made me new, my life begins with you. It's your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend.
Maybe for the first time that you have really understood the whole story of Jesus, the good news of what he has done. If you have never placed your faith in Jesus, tonight, do not leave here without doing so. Some of our staff are going to be down front here. If you want to come and talk to somebody about what that means, to help you make sure you understand the decision that you're making. And for others of you, that you have already placed your faith in Jesus. But maybe you realize tonight, you know, I've been living my own life, my own way, still in rebellion against God and how He has designed me and His plans that He has for my life. So we want to give you a chance also tonight to respond to the story of Jesus. Spend some time asking God for His help to repent of your sins, to run back to Him. So whatever it is that you need to do tonight, we want to give you time to do it, to respond to Jesus. You've had a good night tonight, a night of encouragement, a night that inspires you to go out and to live your faith, to not just celebrate Christmas because it's a thing we do, but to celebrate it because our Lord and Savior came, lived and died, and was raised again, and is reigning on the right hand of God the Father, that He is for us, and therefore we are for Him. So we hope that that's what tonight has done for you, because we have a responsibility. For those of us that know the story of Jesus, we have the responsibility to shout it from the mountaintop, so to speak, like we sang when we started. To sing it out, to say it, to yell it to anyone and everyone. To do everything that we possibly can to let as many people know the story of Jesus, the gospel, as possible. And so we're going to close tonight like we began it, singing Go Tell It on the Mountain. And I would just ask that tonight this be your declaration of saying, with my life, I'm going out and telling the story of Jesus with everything that I've got. Amen.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of Glory.
king above all kings, who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King of glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. Oh yeah. Tell it, go, go tell it, go 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 tell it, go, go tell it. Go tell your world about Jesus.